السلام عليكم ورحمة السلام على أشرف المرسلين وعلى آله المتابعين والتابعين والمسلمين أجمعين الدين ما بعد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. So to brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, during the winter break, we try our best to read from some of these beautiful books, mashallah, written by our ulama and mashayikh. We, alhamdulillah, for the last 5 years, mashallah, we finished the Shumail of Tirmidhi, which is the beautiful qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after finishing that book, alhamdulillah, which over about hundreds of hadith, mashallah, we have started, since last year, we've been reading from Hayat al-Sahaba. And I want to, inshallah, continue that. Yesterday I was a little sick, I wasn't able to come in. But inshallah, we want to continue. Alhamdulillah, last year we started off discussing about the Sahaba as an introduction about how important and vital they are for our Ummah. And just to briefly just mention about it, inshallah, as a reminder for myself and for everyone, that without the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, you would not have your deen. Allah Ta'ala chose Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as to be the greatest of all prophets, and He gave the companions to be the greatest of all companions because of the value and the virtue of what they could do. One brother, one student actually today was so surprised about how they saw Rasulullah ﷺ's sunnah, how they saw Rasulullah ﷺ's ibadah, how they saw the way he slept, his miswak and everything. I said, this is only because of the virtue of these companions. Even to the point, the question came up about how did they know Rasulullah ﷺ was reciting in silent prayers. When you're leading salah and dhuhr and asr, how do you know Rasulullah ﷺ was reciting in those prayers? I said, because the sahaba are watching the beard of Rasulullah ﷺ. They're watching the beard of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was moving, and so they knew Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reciting at that time. It's beautiful because of the way that they were. And so we want to, inshallah, read about them, inshallah, just a couple of stories today to kind of warm up our reminder and to get ourselves into the feeling and understanding of who they were. So it's reported, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, Al-Athar fi sifati sahabati al-kiram radhiyallahu anhum. The narrations concerning the qualities of the sahabatul kiram, the noble sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. أخرج ابن جرير وابن أبي حاتم عن السدي في قوله تعالى أعوذ من الشيطان إن كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس قال قال عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه لو شاء الله لقال أنتم فكنا كلنا ولكن قال كنتم خاصة في أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said concerning the ayah of the Quran which says كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس, you are the best of mankind taken out for the benefit of mankind. You are the best of mankind taken out for the benefit of mankind. Umar radiallahu anhu used to comment on this ayah saying, if Allah wanted, He would have said, you all are. But He said, you were. Meaning, He's referring to those who are in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not all the ummah, but rather those who are in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. He said, these are especially about the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. وَمَنْ صَنَعَ مِثْلَ صَنِيعِهِمْ. And then he said, that and who else, it's about the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those who do like the companions of the Prophet ﷺ as well. كَانُوا خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ النَّاسِ. They'll be the best of mankind taken out for the benefit of mankind. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu one time mentioned, عِنْدَ إِبْنِ جَرِيرٍ عَنْ قَتَادَ. قَتَادَ said, ذُكِرَ لَنَا أَنَّ عُمَرَ بْنُ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ قَرَأَ هَذِهِ الْآيَةَ كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ النَّاسِ ثُمَّ قَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ مَنْ سَرَّهُ أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنْ تِلْكُمُ الْآيَةِ فَلْيُؤَدِّ شَرْطَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي مِنْهَا. So Umar radiallahu anhu, when this ayah used to be recited, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرُ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, used to say, oh people, if you would like to be under this ayah, that you are the best of mankind. Do you understand best? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying best. Rabbul Alameen, the one who's created everything, He knows who are the best in terms of every field. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you want to be the best of all the dunya, and all insan and all mankind, and where will that graduation celebration be? That'll be on Qiyamah. In front of Qiyamah, when you're in front of trillions of people, not just, subhanAllah, people are very happy at graduation time. No, people are very happy in graduation time. They're in front of their friends and colleagues. This is a very small little thing, subhanAllah. The winner's circle, the graduation is the celebration which is done when you're standing with the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. On Qiyamah, that is a celebration. That is the day. That's what you compete for. If you want to be the best, Umar radiallahu anhu says, whoever would like to be from this ayah, then fulfill the command of Allah, the condition of Allah. What is the condition of Allah Ta'ala in this ayah? Allah says, تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Three things, just three things. Command good, forbid evil, and believe in Allah Ta'ala. If you do these three things, inshallah, you command good, you forbid evil, and you believe in Allah, you'll be under this ayah too, inshallah. You make that a goal of your life to do da'wah. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu advised people like so. And so the Sahaba radiallahu anhu were the ones who were the greatest in this regard. You and I, mashallah, are benefiting from the barakah of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu.
that they gave the da'wah to our countries and we received the da'wah from them, and mashallah, we are Muslim today. Someone asked this question saying that when we give rewards to Rasulullah, like for example, Ali radiallahu anhu, when he used to do qurbani, he used to do two qurbanis. Everyone know very famously, Ali radiallahu anhu used to do one for himself and one for Rasulullah. And he said, this is what Rasulullah told me to do, right? And so they asked this question about why Ali radiallahu anhu was doing it, because the objection or the question is, Rasulullah receives the reward of the entire ummah because of the virtue that he gave da'wah to everyone, right? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. They said that, but it's like the gift of a father when a son gives a gift to the father. Because when your son comes to you and gives you something as a father, you're like, I didn't really need it. But the fact that your son gave it to you is a sign, a good gesture of kindness and happiness, right? So this is why that we understand that Sahaba radiallahu did so much for us. The ayah of Surah Al-Kahf, subhanAllah, you all know very famously about the two orphans that they were in the city and there was a wall that was about to topple over, right? And so there was a treasure that was supposed to be underneath that. So Khidr alayhi salam, he fixes the wall so that way it doesn't fall into the treasure. And so Allah Ta'ala says in the ayah, Wa kana abuhuma saliha. The reason why Khidr alayhi salam was told to fix it and everything is because their father was a righteous man. So Allah Ta'ala says in the ayah of the Quran, and the understanding from the Mufassirin is that when people, subhanAllah, when they practice deen, Allah Ta'ala will not leave their children to be hungry and begging at the doors of people. That when you practice deen of Islam, Allah Ta'ala will take care of you like you took care of those children there. You don't have to worry about your mal and your dunya, inshallah. What is the dalil of this? The dalil of this is the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. SubhanAllah, they are the ones who work so hard for deen. The 2 billion Muslims afterwards are enjoying from the rizq. And this is a reality. Muslims have never been poor. Muslims have just been stingy. It's never been the idea that we don't have mal. It's just that we are bakhil, we don't like to give to people. Had it been, then we would have, they said, if the zakat of the ummah was given the way it's supposed to be, kama huwa haqquha, the way it's supposed to be given, there will be no poverty left in this dunya. It's the reality, it's Allah's system. Having said that, we'll continue inshallah. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, Inna Allah nazara fi qulub al-ibad, fakhtara Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, Allah Ta'ala looked at all the hearts of the slaves. And he chose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَبَعَثَهُ بِرِسَالَتِهِ وَانْتَخَبَهُ بِعِلْمِهِ. He sent him with his risala and he chose him through his knowledge. ثُمَّ نَظَرَ فِي قُلُوبِ النَّاسِ. Ibn Mas'ud says he first looked at the hearts of everyone, chose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he looked in the hearts and he looked to the hearts of all mankind. بَعْدَهُ فَاخْتَارَ اللَّهُ لَهُ أَصْحَابًا. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala chose his companions رَضِيَ عَنْهُمْ. فَجَعَلَهُمْ أَنصَارَ دِينِهِ وَوُزَرَاءَ نَبِيِّهِ. Then Allah Ta'ala made them the helpers of his deen. Allah made them the ministers and the advisors of his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فما رآه المؤمنون حسنا فهو عند الله حسن وما رآه المؤمنون قبيحا فهو عند الله قبيح. And then he says, so thereafter, whatever the Sahaba see as good, it is good. Whatever the Sahaba see as bad, it is something considered evil by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Because of the virtue of these Sahaba. I'm telling you, in terms of fiqh, the agreement of Sahaba has a very high weight. The agreement of all the Muslims has a very high weight. And so many different things are connected to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Let's continue reading. Ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he said, Man kana mustannan. This is reported by Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu and Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. They both said, Man kana mustannan, whoever wants to follow a way, you want to follow a lifestyle, falyastanna biman qad mat. He says, follow those who've already passed away. If you want to follow a way, follow those who've already passed away. Why? Because those, fa'innal ahya la tu'manu alayhim fitna. That whoever is alive, we don't know if they'll fall into fitna or not. And he says, who should you follow? Ulaika ashab Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kanu khayra hadhihi al-ummah. They are the best of this ummah. Abarraha quluban. The most purest in terms of their hearts. A'maqaha ilman. The deepest in terms of their knowledge. Aqallaha takallufan. They have the least amount of takalluf. What is takalluf? No, 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 I don't want to eat anymore. No, please, please eat. No, 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 I don't want to eat anymore. Please, please eat. And we're going through this weird, like, little, car dealership, little scenario here about people trying to eat. And you're hungry and you're like, no, I can't again. Just take it, man. There's no takalluf in this, right? They are not people who are fake. Takalluf is a little bit of artificial. There's a little joke, obviously. You know, this is a nice little gestures we do here and there. But what is to be fake? It's to pray a salah before Allah, but think about our dunya in our heart. What is a fake prayer? A fake prayer is that a person is standing because why? Because he's worried about what people will say, not what Allah will say. This is what a fake person is. This is a mutakallif, a person who's fake. They are the least amount that you'll find being fake. قَوْمٌ اِخْتَارَهُمُ اللَّهُ لِصُحْبَةِ نَبِيهِ. Because why? Because Allah chose them to be his companions in Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the virtue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala loved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he gave him the best of friends. You cannot find a better friend, right? A better friend than Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. What an amazing person was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He said, I have 40,000 dinars. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, I gave 40,000 dinar gold pieces. I gave them all fi sabilillah. I gave him my daughter in marriage, subhanAllah. Rasulullah had such amazing friends. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, radiallahu anhum. Anyone who curses them, may Allah Ta'ala curse them. Because in reality, they don't realize the value of these people. They're such amazing people they were. Fahum ashabu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says that Allah chose them to be his companions of Nabi, wa naqli deenihi, and to transmit the deen. The fact that you know Fatiha, the fact that you know the Quran, the Tilawa, the fact that you know Tajweed, the fact that you know how to pray Salah. Who taught this to us, brothers and elders in Islam? It was the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, because he preserved it from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he said, so copy them and imitate them in their akhlaq, in their character, and in their ways. So Sahaba Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, kanu al-huda al-mustaqim. They were on the correct and straight guidance from Allah ta'ala. Wallahi, Rabbil Ka'bah. And he swore by Allah, saying, Allah ka qasam, by Allah, the Lord of the Kaaba, that this is the truth of the matter. And then he goes and says, Ibn Mas'ud used to look at his companions. Because mashallah, there was once a time where this ummah used to do such ibadah. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah ta'ala, used to say, because Basra and Kufa were very big stations of Islam. So it's in the area of Iraq, right? So he used to say that if you want to see ibadah, then come to Basra and see what kind of ibadah we can do. They used to challenge each other. What was Makkah and Medina? They used to challenge each other. The very famously in the Maliki Madhab, they have the Taraweeh being 39 rakats, right? Because 36 was what? They do 20 rakats Taraweeh, 16 rakats extra. Why did they do the 16 rakats extra? They said, while we are in Medina doing our ibadah, the people in Makkah are making tawaf after every 4 rakats and praying 2 rakats after. So to match their 2 rakats of tawaf and the tawaf, we'll do 2 and 2. So we add every 4, we'll add another 4. So if you do basically 20 rakats and you have 4 sits in the between, you add 16, it equals 36, right? So basically the Medinan people said, in order to compete with Makkah, we're going to add 16 more rakats to show them that we're not anything less than them, subhanAllah. And that's what they maintain, mashallah. So then Ibn Mas'ud saw this amongst his companions. He said, Antum aktharu siyaman. He said, you guys fast more. Wa aktharu salatan. And you do more salah. Wa aktharu ijtihadan. And you have more, you strive more. Min ashabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, you do more than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions. Then he says, Wa hum kanu khayran minkum. But they're still better than you. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's own words. Because why? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you all gave the Mount Uhud in gold, the weight of Mount Uhud, you've all seen Uhud, right? Rasulullah said, if you gave that whole mountain in gold, sadaqah, chanda, everything, came to Burlington Masjid and donated for the bathroom, everything, mashallah. You did everything, mashallah. You gave it all, fi sabilillah. He said, my sahaba, if they gave a mud, just a handful of dates, they'd be better than your whole mountain of gold. Because why? Because their ikhlas was there. We lack ikhlas today. This is the thing. When we do things, we do it for other people. We think about insan and dunya and everything. Our heart is so full of everything else except Allah. Where it's supposed to be filled with only Allah and nothing else. This is a heart that worships Allah only alone. Think about Bilal radiallahu anhu. You and I, mashallah, being Muslims, man, easy, subhanAllah, man. I can play Minecraft and be Muslim, mashallah. What a great time, alhamdulillah. I can do everything I want in dunya. I can be a good Muslim brother, you know? SubhanAllah. The Sahaba, think about Bilal. There's no one around him. And what is he saying? Ahad, ahad, Allah is one, Allah is one. This is a Muslim. This is someone, mashallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose him. That when it came the time to announce the adhan in Makkah, he said, no Arab will do it from the known tribes. Bilal radiallahu will give adhan because of his sacrifice for deen. These are amazing people they were, subhanAllah. This is iman. Unfortunately, today we have very little ikhlas. Purify your intention. That's all it is. When you come to the masjid, why did you come? When you earn money, why did you earn? When you sit with your children, why did you sit? Everything, ask yourself, why did I do these things? And inshallah, you'll purify your niyyah. Sahaba radiallahu like this. قَالُوا لِمَا يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ And they said, why? Why are they better? Someone asked him, mashallah. قَالَ هُمْ كَانُوا أَزْهَدَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَرَغَبَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ He said, they were people that did not like the dunya, and they're more desirous of the hereafter. When I talk about this, subhanAllah, people who have an allergy, say, oh, Malana, I make lots of money. You're telling me not to make money. I never ever said that. Mashallah, do I ever say that? I would like you guys to be more rich than Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, you know? SubhanAllah, I would love that a Muslim, mashallah, would have so much wealth in his hand, but not in his heart. This is the problem here. The idea of azhad fi dunya, what it means is that a person externally and internally, they don't look like they want to leave the dunya. This is what it looks like. A person doesn't look like I want to leave this world. When you look at a person, oh, is he ready for akhirah? That's what it is. When you looked at Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, you saw a man ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Ali radiallahu anhu said. If Jannah Jahannam were seen, we could see Jannah Jahannam. That would not change our iman because of the fact of how much we believed in these things. That they worried about Qiyamah. They worried about standing in front of Allah. And that's what made them real Muslims. When we avoid all these things. And that's what we ask people. Listen, man, May Allah give you all billions. You sat in this dars, this is worth more than billions of dollars. Wallahi, what we're sitting here for, where we're talking about Allah and Allah's talking about us, worth more than billions of dollars. I make dua for you to get billions of dollars. But making sure that we have it in our hand and say, Ya Allah, how can I spend it so you could be happy? Ya Allah, how can I spend this money so you could be pleased? Because when I get to meet you, Ya Rab, I want to make sure that's the best meeting of my life. So this is what the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu were. So one person, subhanAllah, they heard Sami' Abdullah ibn Umar radhiyallahu anhu or ibn Mas'ud radhiyallahu anhu, yaqulu ayna zahiduna fi dunya. This guy, again, he got on the minbar, big talking guy. And I'll give you one story before we leave today. He said, big talking guy on the minbar, he was like, ayna zahiduna fi dunya? Where are the people that try to avoid dunya? Araghibuna fil akhirah? Who are the people that avoid dunya and try to, are desirous of the hereafter? And Abdullah said, better come down, get off the minbar. Faqala Abdullah, right? And he said, ulaika ashabul jabiya ashtara da khamsu. He talks about a certain group of people that, subhanAllah, they were people that were 500 from the Muslims. They went out fi sabilillah and they fought. And all of them in the battle, they were all killed except for one guy who could come back and tell the people. He said, there were people that were so ready for maut, they shaved their heads and they went out in the battle. He said, these are the people you're talking about. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu heard someone doing this. He said, better come with me. Fa'arahu qabara an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abi Bakr wa Umar radiallahu anhu. He showed them the graves of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the graves of Abu Bakr and the graves of Umar. He said, an ha'ulai tas'alu? Are you asking about these people here? These are the people that desired Allah Ta'ala, and these are the people that did not desire the dunya. I want you all to know, this is Ali radiallahu anhu, my last story for today, inshallah. Again, these are all stories from here. He said, Sayyidina Abi Araka rahimahullah Ta'ala said, Sallaytu ma'ali radiallahu anhu. I prayed Salatul Fajr with Ali radiallahu anhu, Salatul Fajri. Falamman falata an yamini makasa ka'anna alayhi ka'aba. When he turned from his right side, right? He turned around, he stayed there on his Jainamas on the Musalla for some time. And he was just like, he looked really, really overwhelmed with something. Hatta idha kanat ash-shamsu ala ha'it al-masjid qida rumhin salla rak'atayn. After the sun came up basically at Ishraq time, right? The sun comes up at a certain time. He said he prayed his two rak'ats, thumma qalaba yadahu. Then he started flipping his hand. Going like this. Faqala, wallahi laqad ra'aytu ashab Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, wallahi, I saw Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's companions. فَمَا أَرَى الْيَوْمَ شَيْئًا يُشْبِهُهُمْ. I don't see anything today that resembles them, he said. You know, this is Ali radiallahu anhu. Could you imagine his khilafah, how difficult of a khilafah he had? People don't understand, like when Sahaba, after Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu's time, the difficulty started to pour down on the Ummah. And Ali radiallahu anhu was living in a time where many Sahaba passed away. And he's looking around, he's like, where are my companions? Like I used to have companions. You know, subhanAllah, you had a good friend, right? You had a good father. You had a good mother, right? SubhanAllah, when they're not there anymore, it just feels like life is kind of empty. Ali radiallahu anhu was looking after Fajr, he's like, where are my companions? فَأَمَرَ الْيَوْمَ شَيْنَمْ يُشْبِهُمْ لَقَدْ كَانُوا يُصْبِحُونَ. They used to wake up in the morning, sufran, yellow skin, shu'asan, hairs disheveled, hair is all, you know, all over the place, ghubran, and their eyes, بَيْنَ أَيُّعْنِهِمْ, between their eyes there'll be dust. Why are they like this? Yellow skin, hair, dusty and everything. Mulana, I look very groomed, mashallah. I try to look as attractive as I can, right? Wear the green, everything, mashallah, look nice, right? Because Sahaba, the whole night, what were they doing? They're praying salah. Their skin becomes, you get worn out. You will legitimately get worn out by doing this ibadah that they used to do. So they were doing this ibadah. كَمْثَالِ رُكَبِ الْمِعْزَى. They say between their eyes was like a little, they say the knee of a goat because of the fact that they made sajda for so long. Some brothers intentionally try to get this. Okay, which is why they slammed their heads into the Bismillahu Akbar. They're like karate people, right? They try to break the board, right? And so they try to do it with the ground. Bit like, Baba, it's not gonna come by you slamming your head and rubbing the janamas till it like rips and stuff. It's by you just staying there for a long time, and then your body naturally develops a callus here, right? Because of the fact you made sajda for so long. SubhanAllah. People literally try to get it, right? They try to go after Allah. Allah forgive us. Sahaba radim had some type of this feature. Laqadabatu lillahi sujadan. They spend the whole night in sajda, wa qiyaman, and standing. Yatluna kitab Allah. They would recite the kitab of Allah. Now listen to this. Yatarawahuna bayna jibahihim wa qadamihim. He said they would take rest between their feet and their foreheads. What does this mean? When they got so tired of standing, they would try to go to sajda to take rest. And when they got so tired of making sajda for so long, they'll come back to standing again, subhanAllah. This is their ibadah. Amazing ibadah. You and I, subhanAllah, when we stand for too long, we're like, oh, my feet, I don't want to do this, and we give up. So Sahaba Radhiyallahu said, if I have to take rest, let me take rest in sujood. And when I'm tired of sujood, let me get back into qiyam. This Sahaba, could you imagine, subhanAllah, what type of humans were like this in this dunya? They existed like this, subhanAllah. When they woke up, فَذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ مَا أَدُعَ كَمَا يَمِيدُ الشَّجَرِ. They would, after Fajr, they would be they would be like moving and waving like this, right? كما يميل الشجر في يوم الريح, like in a windy day, the way a tree would move. So how would they move? Then they sway back and forth. فهملت أعينهم, and the tears will flow from their eyes. حتى تنبل ثيابهم, they will cry so much, their clothing will become wet with tears. Wallahi. And then he said, so this is like the Ali Razi already told you about the Sahaba. And then he just put something right on top. He says, Wallahi, laka anna al-qawm batu ghafilin. He said, Wallahi, when the Sahaba woke up from nighttime, as if they spent the whole night, they say, Ya Allah, we were ghafil of you. We didn't worship you the way you deserve to worship. Do you understand ikhlas? You and I, subhanAllah, if we had that ibadah, we'd be like, oh, let me show everyone on Instagram. You know, this is my Facebook post. Look at what namaz I did. Look what salah I did. People tell me, Mawlana, can we do qiyamul layl, qiyamul layl? I said, why you want to do qiyamul layl? So you can just show off you did qiyamul layl? I said, if you want to do qiyamul layl, wake up at 3 a.m. and do your qiyamul layl, subhanAllah. Why do you need me to make you do qiyamul layl? Make your own qiyam, right? SubhanAllah, I get people need encouragement, but nafl things is nafl for a reason, subhanAllah. If you want me to encourage you, come for jama'ah and the masjid, subhanAllah. You come for isha and fajr and jama'ah, you get the whole night in ibadah. Why are you thinking of qiyamul layl? This is a nafs trick. Do ibadah for your own sake, inshallah. Meaning for the sake of Allah, so that you can survive on qiyamah, inshallah. That's what we do it for. People do things to show off. Sahaba were not like that. So having said that, mashallah, we'll end here for this moment. Ali radiallahu anhu, he was so upset from this. He said that he wasn't smiling after this day. And ultimately became shaheed fi sabilillah after this moment, subhanAllah. May Allah grant us afiyah, inshallah. It's a beautiful reminder for myself, for everyone, inshallah ta'ala. I want to remind everyone a very simple amal to do is that after Isha every day, just pray two extra rakats, inshallah. Waking up for tahajjud is a big task. But if you pray two rakats after Isha every day, inshallah, that'll be considered your tahajjud, inshallah. So even if you don't wake up, this is your backup plan. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah said, your backup tahajjud is that you pray before you go to sleep. And then, mashallah, even if you don't catch the nighttime, inshallah, it'll be considered for you. Mashallah, may Allah make it easy for all of us and grant us the best and grant us to be raised with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, inshallah ta'ala. So we'll continue again tomorrow, inshallah, at the same place, inshallah. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Up to Friday, yes.